buddy, buddy. That was Luke Puccetti. He's been with us this whole time.
That was our show for tonight. We all hope you very much enjoyed it. I'm really liking this ending song. This is like
a nice
really,
chill song.
Yeah, this is really nice and relaxing.
It's a little bit of a downer.
Bit of a downer ending.
It's by Spooky Black, who's now known as Corbin.
Jeremy Corbin?
No, just Corbin.
Very nice. Yeah.
Corbin Blue from High School Musical.
Thank you to all the architects who called in. There were
seven of you.
There were seven. Legitimately seven. Seven out of the... We have eight listeners, and seven out of them were architects. How crazy is that?
Listening on the lowest bit rate you could possibly put at 56.
They're at 56, dude?
I don't even know that's possible.
How are they at 56?
Are you listening to this through your Motorola Razr phone?
New single released a couple weeks ago by... Anyway,
Scott Einsiedler.
If
you're around Wednesday, actually Thursday morning at 1 a.m., listen in to the B&H Family Radio Show with me and Lil Hughes.
Sometimes I make an appearance there.
That is true.
It's a good time.
It is a wonderful time, just as much of our programming is at WMFO Tufts, Medford, Massachusetts.
And with that,
91.5
FM,
we're signing off for the night. It is now 11 p.m., and hopefully the next show should be on its way rather shortly.
Dan, your voice is beautiful.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you all.
Love Good night,
you.
Everybody.
Mwah.
You are warriors. You are are fighters, you are survivors, and you have to believe me when I say there are some real fine men out there. You just gotta make a list and you gotta shop. You gotta shop until you drop. My man will be nice, and he will take the trash out every night. Hold my hand and go for walks. Listen to me when I talk. Always know just what to say when I'm having a bad day. And he will carry me home from the club when I've had way too much. My man will be smoother, and he'll love to jive and groove. Play me love songs on the beach, make me a bath and rub my feet. And he'll have a six pack, ooh, long hair, he'll be 6 foot two, and he will come to my show, 'cause he's a fan, and that's what I want in my man.
Baby, something beyond the material, or if not beyond it, not entirely consistent materially with it, is, I think, a very important matter.
Who that is? a tomboy. That girl is a tomboy. That girl is a tomboy. Who that is, ho? That girl is a tomboy. That girl is a tomboy. That girl is a tomboy. With my little titties and my fat belly, I could tell your man if you finna let me, it's a guarantee that he won't forget me. My body little, my soul is heavy. My little titties be booking cities all around the world, they be fucking with me. I'm a Calvin Klein model, come and get me. Set the resi up, don't be fucking with me. My little titties are so itty bitty, I go locomotive. Chitty chitty, bang bang, gold hoops and a name chain. 10 boots are like 4 rings. Missy Elliott can't stand the rain. You lame, playing the same games. Little titties not so damn pretty. Staircase in a crack filly. Little titties in a fat kitty. Big pants and some stuffed shoes. Bop bop bow, Blue's Clues. With my little titties and my fat belly. 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 My little titties and my fat belly.
Welcome back to Egg Hour. It's been a little bit.
Been a little bit. Yeah, I would agree.
We've taken a hiatus, but we're back and the eggs are ready to hatch.
So. Yeah, we were incubating.
Yeah, we were incubating. Mm-hmm. Our mom was sitting on.
Mommy.
But yeah, this is WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
I
need to fart so bad. Oh my god. Wow. Sorry. This is, sorry. I think my favorite my favorite thing to do is sing modern pop songs like Bob Dylan. So in 2016 I was just like, is it too late now to say sorry? So that's how I say sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. That's a good one.
It's a mood in here.
Yeah.
What do you how okay, so I was just crying, my lovely audience, because life is hard sometimes.
Yes it is.
What is the best place to cry on Tufts University campus?
Okay. Like,
Your favorite place to cry.
Favorite place. I mean, I like a good bathroom cry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shower cry? I've had some dramatic shower cries. After my sister went to college, I was like so sad. Mm-hmm. And I came back, we were staying at my grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. And I took a shower. I was like, okay, I can finally cry. But I guess I was like sobbing. So after I got out of the shower, my mom like knocked on the door and was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, but like I did not want you to hear that. I was purposely in the shower.
Oh my god.
But yeah,
it's tragic.
But
Meg is crying.
My favorite place to cry is on air during Egg Hour.
That's so proud. Wait, do you remember like when we were like first like in the beginning of our friendship in like Carmichael Hall, we were getting lunch or something, you were wearing a red coat. And okay. You just start crying. And I was like, that's a power move, Meg. And you're like, yes, it is.
I was like, I would cry all the time. I remember one of our focus centers, and we were like meant to go around and be like, how's everyone doing? Mm-hmm. And when it was my turn, I started crying.
I cried at a focus center. Like,
I'm good.
like the focus center after I got temsed, I just started sobbing.
That's a rough one. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite spot?
You know that little bench where like you can like hear, it's like there's like an echo thing right outside of Eaton?
Yeah.
I like that place. I like that place.
Like across from Eaton?
No, like right outside like the front door that like you can't technically go inside.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like around the back, like that area.
I do actually think, do you know, it's like Minor and Page?
Yeah.
There's like...
those blue chairs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, or there's a bench all the way against the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like pretty hidden.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I don't know if I've cried there, but I've definitely...
Yeah, there's definitely some places that I've seen, and I'm like, I'd
take a phone call
there. I would go cry there.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like there aren't that many places where you can safely cry.
I know. No, Tufts is very violative of our safe crying space.
Like, maybe the library? In like, if you wanted a deep cubicle?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to silently cry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I cried in DeWitt today.
Where were you sitting?
I was sitting on the upstairs, okay. Because I'm not a straight boy. It was like one of those like long tables by the circular tables.
Yeah.
Like when you first walk up, like past like the little Applebee's carpeted spot.
Yeah.
Long
table. I know. Near that it touches the window.
Those ones. And it was, like, there were a bunch of, like, finance bros at the next table over, and I was just, like, I was talking to Georgia, and I was just making straight eye contact with her while, like, tears were rolling down my cheeks, and it's Georgia, so she was, like,
Beautiful place to cry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
A strong place to
cry. What did they have in Duick today?
I just had a very large bowl of, like, Cheerios.
Power move. Yeah.
I haven't showered since Wednesday. Really, as I got off work, I was just sitting in my bed in my room, and I like smelled awful, and I was like, I should go shower, and I was like, no.
It's like the longer you go, the harder it is get in the shower,
and the better it feels, but yeah. You don't want to do it.
It's like the biggest chore.
Yeah. Ugh. Such a chore.
I hate a shower when I'm real dirty. Yeah. But when I'm clean, I'm like, I'll take a shower.
Yeah. Because when I'm clean, it's like, nothing could ever get me dirty. Like, I'm never stepping into like something that's not like pristine and hygienic. But like once I'm dirty, I turn into like that, like who's that Sesame Street character? Like lives in a trash can.
Yeah.
Like stay away from me, soap.
What is that one? Yeah.
Kermit.
Kermit the Frog.
No, that's not Kermit the Frog.
The Grump. No.
Oscar the Grouch.
The Grump. Yeah. It's like, during stressful times, it's like hard to remember.
Yeah. It's like when you're busy, it's like
It's funny though that when I'm busy, the first thing to go is like a 10-minute shower.
I know.
When like I still will sit places and like stare at nothing for like 30 minutes. Like,
yeah, be like a sim, like waiting for instructions. like the showers are just as
next?
What to do.
Speaking of what to do and what not to do
and how to do
and where?
Why, where,
what,
what,
who?
Me,
you,
yeah,
no,
you, no,
yeah, no.
You? Oh. Wait, what's your do a yodeling boy impression?
Oh, my people say hi, yeah, yeah. I love that last one. Did you
say? I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Love that kid.
Do you ever just think, though, he was probably like, his parents forced him to wear that outfit? We're going to Walmart today. They were like, stand in this aisle.
And
they were
buckle up, body.
Go. And they booped out the camera.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel like with, like, when little kids go viral, it's like, that little kid didn't do that. Like, that's so curated.
Yeah, like, also, why'd they pick that aisle? Like, how do you think they picked the aisle?
What's the symbolic violence of that?
Yeah.
What's the social reproduction? What did Fortu had to say about that? What is his freaking habitus?
I think it all has to do with the the panopticon and the surveillance state that we're living in today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Foucault would have a lot to unpack. So Foucault much. And Stanton Cope would have a lot to say.
A lot.
Have you ever thought about Stan's the panopticon? He's so freaking tall. He's above us all. Eye in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Big brother.
Mm-hmm. Big boy. You know what? You know who should collab? No. Panera Bread and Panopticon. Panera Panopticon. Panopticon.
Panera Bread and Opticon. Co.
You?
Me?
Doorknobs? Restrooms? Telephones? Keyboards?
Totally.
You're not gonna. Can you guess the next one? Are you gonna guess it? Other people. What do these things have in common?
Hands,
feet, shoulders. Actually, no, Meg. They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you.
I love to hear that.
A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. All of the first letters of those words were capitalized. I have not showered since Wednesday.
Talk about germs.
I'm so dirty. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor. Not my old pediatrician, because she was a quack. Yeah, Dr. Laura Need.
You hear that? You hear that?
You gave me my period for 3 freaking weeks because you don't know how birth control works. Or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Me, you, egg hour, meg hour, shellegg hour. Anyone put 5 FM, 10 social for
you. Hi, good night.
Wow.
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 Wow. Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Well, what's your favorite song, Grido? Oh, wait. Don't eat romaine lettuce.
I know. Can I just say?
Get a load of this guy.
Can I say? I was like, bought some romaine lettuce at the grocery store last weekend.
Meg.
And I was like, and then on Friday, I was like, you know what? I don't eat my romaine lettuce. That sounds good. I was pretty hangry. I was like, fine, I'm going to eat something healthy. I'm going to eat lettuce. And then 2 minutes later, the alert popped up my phone from the news. And it was like, CDC says, do not eat romaine lettuce at all, anywhere. And I was like, great. It's the freaking universe telling me not to eat salad. It's still in the fridge. Like, should I eat it? Should I throw it out? Is it fine?
I've already eaten
some of it. Do you think it's fine?
No.
They still have...
You're getting very sleepy.
They still have romaine in Carm.
No.
Did they have it in poisoning us?
I didn't look the salad bar.
I bet they had romaine. I look, I'm like, who's going to die today? I forgot romaine then.
Oh my God, yeah. Well... Yeah, just don't eat. You know, this is just like, it's like I feel like this is Donald Trump being like, we need to make sure no one eats vegetables anymore. So he's just like slowly outlawing them.
Gosh.
Hate that.
Well, my favorite song.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs to cry to. Let's see. I want to make sure I pick the right one.
You can play multiple.
Yeah, I know. I have like various.
I think that different. There are different crying moods for sure.
Yeah, I have like crying mood that's like, you know, like I'm in some velvet slacks. It's 1974.
Yeah.
Gary Johnson just broke up with me. No. Left me for another woman. I just painted an oil picture of him. Naked.
Him?
Him. Me. You. Us.
Okay, I'm ready to hear this song.
I'm still painting the picture.
And then what happened?
And then what? Let's see. Okay. I have so many. Alright. I love the bombs.
I have a secret.
Yes.
I love the bombs too.
Me, you, the bombs.
We, the bub.
I've heard you speak in French now.
We.
Thank you. You really like that one. It is good.
It is good. Yeah.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had sex and then blow dang. I shouldn't play no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we ain't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready. Thank you.
shine.